Jeja, Sawal Kiye Ja. You know, it's going to get better by the end of the show. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with another hour of quizzing fun brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with over 25 locations in the Bay Area and many more internationally. If you haven't heard of Safari Kid or if you have a child who's in a school going age, you absolutely should check out SafariKidCA.com or SafariKidUSA.com. And most importantly, for our regular listeners, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Our page is Safari Quiz Show, and the only thing we put up are pictures of the kids, questions for our Facebook friends, and information about the show. So do go ahead and like us on Facebook, Safari Quiz Show. Before we start the show, I also want to mention that we have our regular initiative, which is the musical showcase. We'd like to get performances from your young budding musicians to be play on the show. Last week we started off our fall season musical showcase with a really beautiful song by a girl named Antara. And she was a high school senior and she performed beautifully. Today we're going to go the other end. We're going to be playing a piece in our second break by a very young girl called Veda, and she's playing a little violin piece. And you'll see, she's just a beginner. She's just started. It's a very simple piece. It's a very small piece. It's a very short piece. But you know what? We're as proud of Veda as we were of Antara last week, because what we want to showcase is how hard your children are working, how they're showing a musical interest, and whatever they happen to do, whether it's a Bollywood song like last week or a classical piece like this week, whatever it is, we'd love to hear it on our show. So if you have a musically inclined child and you can give us a recording of anything they've performed or sung, please send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, that's also the email to reach out to us if you want to participate on the show, if you have questions about the show, or if you have category ideas for the show. And parents who are listening out there, I would really, really want to do a parents episode as well. So you can also feel what your kids are going through as they sit here in the studio. They all have a lot of fun, but certainly it takes a little bit of courage to come here and be live on air and test your knowledge. Okay. So let's get on with today's show. We have a couple of new contestants on the show. So for their benefit, I'm going to mention the rules one more time. This show has three categories. We take breaks between each category. But each category has 10 questions. And the 10 questions, the kids have a buzzer here. They're going to try and press the buzzer. Whoever buzzer lights up gets to answer the question. If they get it right, they get 10 points. If they get it wrong, they get -5. If they don't know, if theirs is the buzzer that got lit up, they still get -5, but the question now passes to the next person. If the question comes to you as a passed question, you can say pass, no penalty. But if you attempt it, then you will get points accordingly. If you attempt it and get it right, you get 5 points. If you attempt it and get it wrong, you get -5. But as I said, if the question comes to you as a passed question, you can say pass if you don't know the answer. And that's absolutely fine. Okay, are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, which means we need to do a little more warm-up. We'll do that by meeting them. Our first contestant is Jinaz. Jinaz has been on the show before. Welcome back. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jinaz.
I go to Warwick School. I'm 8.
Okay.
And I like to draw.
You like to draw. Okay, what are you drawing these days? Do you draw people? Do you draw landscapes? Do you
I draw people.
You draw people? People are the hardest thing to draw. Do you find it? I have so much trouble drawing eyes. Yeah? I can draw a nose okay and mouth okay and ears okay, but eyes are so difficult.
Mm-mm.
Do you like to draw scenes, like people doing things, or just portraits?
Just portraits.
Really? Oh, I wish we were a television show so we could show our listeners some of your work. That's great. Is that how you have fun, how you relax? By drawing?
Yeah.
Great. All right, Jinaz, welcome to the show. Our next contestant, I'm so happy to say, is a regular listener and who has now made the transition from behind the phone to in the studio. His name is Ojas, and his name will be familiar to all our regular listeners. So welcome to the show, Ojas. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Ojas. I go to Challenger School. My hobby is reading. I recommend Harry Potter, Percy Jackson, and Horrid Henry.
Oh, Horrid Henry. Now, that I don't remember from my kids' childhood. Is that a lot of fun?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is Horrid Henry a naughty boy?
Very naughty.
And
sometimes he puts goo in people's space boots or stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Does he get into a lot of trouble?
He always wriggles out.
That's the fun part, isn't it? All right. So for all of you, I'm sure Harry Potter and Percy Jackson are pretty familiar books, but Horrid Henry is a new one. So go out and get a Horrid Henry book from your library. Ojas, welcome to the show. So nice to have you. And our third contestant is also a new contestant. Her name is Tanvi. Welcome to the show, Tanvi. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Tanvi. I go to Madison Elementary School. I am a little more than 7 years old. I'm in third grade and I go to Safari Kids Maori.
Safari Kids Maori. All right. Safari Kids Maori is sending us a lot of people. Thank you, Safari Kids Maori. So tell me a little bit about what you do at Safari Kid after school.
Well, they provide a lot of things like karate, art, Bollywood, chess.
Karate? At school? You have a teacher coming to teach you? Do you
every Wednesday.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
Is it a lot of fun? Have you learned some cool moves?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So people, do not get on Tanvi's wrong side because she is learning karate. Okay. And Ojas, you learn tennis, right?
Yeah.
And now soccer.
Yeah.
Which is better?
Both are the same.
Both are the same? Have as much fun?
Mm-hmm.
But tennis is you play by yourself and soccer you play with the team. So it's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm playing for Union City.
You're playing for Union City? It's a great soccer club. So I think you're going to have a lot of fun. Okay, are you guys ready to begin?
Yeah. Yes.
Listeners, today we have an audio round, but we're going to do it after our first category. So first category will start off very easy, something that the kids all love, because I have yet to meet a child who doesn't like animals. So we're going to do animals whose names begin with the letter M. M for Mary. M for Mama. Okay? Ready?
Yeah.
I don't have my points.
I have them.
Okay. Miss Anu is here in the studio today, so I feel a lot more confident. And she's going to give out the points to the kids. Ready? First question. Category, animals beginning with M. Hanuman is this kind of god.
Monkey.
Monkey is right. Oh, we didn't do a buzzer check, so let's do it now. Jinaz, can I have your buzzer? And what about you, Ojas? Yep. And? Yep. So Tanvi's buzzer, everybody's buzzer is working and Tanvi is really fast. Very good. Monkey is right. Okay. Question number two. This colorful bird is a kind of parrot.
Macaw.
Macaw. 10 points to Ojas. Very good. Question number three. This small insect's name means a thousand legs, but it doesn't have...
Millipede.
Millipede. Very good. This small mammal with long claws cannot see well since it's mostly under the ground, but it has a very...
Small.
That's correct. That was her buzzing in first. Buzz first. Let me ask you, okay? Question number six. That was Tanvi, by the way. This animal is also known as an elk. And has...
Moose.
Moose. Speak into the mic. Ojas, you are right. Okay. 10 points. Question number seven. This big cat is found in the wild.
Mountain lion.
Very good, Tanvi. Excellent. Question number eight. This winged insect is related to the butterfly.
Moth.
Oh, that was Jinaz.
Dragonfly.
No, it's an M, remember?
Oh,
yeah. Minus five for Jana's question actually passes now to Ojas.
Moth.
Moth is right. 5 points to him. Very good. Question number nine. This little animal is the mascot of the Disney company.
Mouse.
Mouse. Very good. Mickey Mouse it is. Excellent. Question number 10. This is the word for a female horse.
Mare.
Mare. Excellent. All right. Time for our listener question. Now, for our new listeners, we have a listener question at the end of each category. And you have to call into the studio and try your luck if you know the answer. We take 10 questions per category. If you miss out, if your name, if your phone didn't get picked up, don't worry. We're going to have three questions like that at the end of each category. So this is our first one, and our call-in number at the studio is 510-770-1550. Oh, I think I forgot a question here. Let me ask that. You guys, chance for another 10 points. This small mammal is usually seen standing upright on its hind legs. It lives in colonies. This small mammal is usually seen standing upright on its hind legs. It lives in colonies. This isn't the listener question, by the way. This is still, I just realized that I skipped this question and I was asking. Any ideas? No? It's a very cute animal. Looks like a prairie dog.
Maltese?
No, that's not correct. Minus five. Question passes to Jinaz.
Pass.
Pass. Ojas?
Pass.
Meerkat. Meerkat. Oh, wow. Meerkat. Okay, now the listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's the question. This is the offspring of a horse and a donkey. The offspring of a horse and a donkey. And the question is not for our studio participants because I think they got it. But it is for our listeners listening at home. I know it's so simple. So maybe our listeners will get it. All right. Yes, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Mm-mm. Let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hi, my name is Swati, and I think the answer is Neil.
Swati?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Swati. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a mule.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Akshay, and I think the answer is mule.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is mule.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Nikki, and I think the answer is a mule.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is mule.
What's your name again?
Ashna.
Ashna. Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Astuti, and the answer is mule. And can my sister answer?
Astuti, what's your last name?
Carola.
Yes, hi, Suti. Yes, she can answer.
Okay,
Anna. Hi.
Hello, my name is Anna, and the answer is Neil.
Anna? Got it. Okay, thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria, and I think the answer is Neil.
Thank you, Ria. And last caller for our first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is mule.
Thank you, Akansha. And Akansha was the last caller for our first question. If you're still on the line trying to get through, don't worry. We have two more questions coming up. You just have to be really fast after we ask the question. So when we come back from the break, we're going to find out who won our first listener question. That winner will be picked from all the correct answers by Tanvi this time. And we'll also find out how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeeja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Much better. Ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya here with Jinaz, Ojas and Tanvi. As we get ready for our second round, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show where we have kids in the studio answering questions and winning awesome prizes. And before we went on break, we asked our first listener question, which was in the category of animals beginning with M. And the question was, what is the baby of a horse and a donkey called? And of course, everyone got it right. It's a mule. And they have a powerful kick. Do you know, okay, it's really confusing because the baby of a female horse and male donkey is called a mule. But what is the name of a female donkey and a male horse? A baby of a female donkey and a male horse? There is a name for that. It rarely happens. Yeah, you can answer, Tanvi.
A mule deer?
No, a mule deer is an actual deer.
Oh.
So let me get that right. Female horse and male donkey is mule. Female donkey and male horse is called hinni.
Hinni?
Hinni. Yeah. Hinni. It's very rare. It never happens. But sometimes it happens. So we don't know much about them, but there are a lot of mules.
Yeah.
But there aren't that many hinnis. Okay. So, from all the winners, Tanvi has picked the lucky one. Go ahead, Tanvi. Who was the winner of our first listener question?
Nikki.
All right. Nikki, I don't believe you've won before. I may be wrong. But you have to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And here's what you put in the email. Say you were the winner of our first listener question on September 6th. This is the question. This is the answer. And give us a phone number where we can reach you. And for all those of you listening, we have some new callers as well. Please consider participating in the show as well. Also to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Last week I put out an appeal and lots of you responded. So I'm really glad. And we're going to have a lot of new people on the show in the coming weeks, which is what we want. Because when you're just calling into the show, there's a very small chance you're going to win a prize. But when you're in the studio, everybody wins. And it's a lot of fun. And we match you up with kids of your same grade. You can also bring your friends. That's a lot of fun when you bring three friends along. And then all of you can compete and have bragging rights in your school or in your neighborhood for who won that particular episode. So it's always great to have friends come along. So if you're interested in participating on the show, write to us. But at the same time, you can also look around and see if some of your friends are interested in school or in an after-school program on your soccer team. Just go and ask. Say, hey, this is a cool show where even if you lose, you win. Can't get better than that. So do get in touch with us. Okay, so now we're going to see how the kids in the studio did. Janaz, how many points do you have?
Minus five.
Yeah. But that's okay. You know what? She is in the presence of two very strong competitors. And let's go and see how they did. Ojas, how many points do you have?
45.
And Tanvi, how many points do you have?
35.
They were so neck and neck that I have to now prepare for a tie break in the next break maybe. Let's see what happens. But we have 20 more questions and two very different categories coming up. So who knows what the scores are going to be like at the end of the next round. So let's start our audio round. I always have fun with this, even though it's really hard to set, because to find free pieces of music on the internet is not easy. And I probably have introduced about half a dozen viruses on my computer, but what the heck. Let's go with this. Our audio round, this is the audio round. We're going to play tunes. Kids song tunes, the tunes that kids should be familiar, and the kids are going to identify the songs. But before we start our first one, let's do a quick buzzer check. Janaz, Ojas, and Tanvi. Yep, everybody's buzzers are working, and Michael, can we have our first song? First tune. Huh? Yes, Janaz. The wheels on the bus. Very good. 5 points to her. She should get 10, but she owes us 5. All right. So you got the sense?
Yeah.
You guys didn't know wheels on the bus?
I didn't.
Forgot. Okay, next one. I have a feeling Janaz might do well in this one. Okay, let's go to the next one. What's the song? Sing it out.
Fa la 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 la. I don't know.
You're right. You sang it in tune, but that you have to. Yes, minus five. And question passes to Tanvi. Let's play. We didn't finish playing the song. We can continue. Question passes to the. Yes, you know, just but you can't answer anymore.
Yeah.
If nobody gets it, I'll let you answer, but no points.
Okay.
Tanvi? 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, pass.
Jadas.
Pass.
And Ojas, who remembered it a little late.
Deck the halls.
Deck the halls. Very good.
No points, right? No points.
No points. Okay, let's go to the next one. Stop, Michael. Huh?
Frere Jacques.
That's right. Frere Jacques. And the English one would be, are you sleeping, Brother John? Brother John. Frere Jacques means the same thing. Brother John. Can you sing it? Do you know the words? Are you sleeping?
Frere Jacques. Frere. That's all I know.
Dormez-vous.
No, I saw it in the Horrid Henry movie.
Oh, you see?
But I saw that in Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yeah. It's a very popular song.
Cocoon, but I didn't know what the song name was.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
on the first day of Christmas,
no, that is not correct. Minus five and passes to Janaz. Janaz, 5 seconds.
Clap your hands.
What is the song?
Oh.
Tell me the words. Can you remember the words? No? Okay, Michael. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. All right, next one. They're going to kick themselves later.
Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Very good. 10 points to Janaz. You want to sing it? Go for it.
Itsy Bitsy Spider went out the water shelf. Down came the rain and washed the
Sing it nicely. It's a nice song.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know the words. Okay, next one. Michael, let me know when we have just one left for our listeners.
Dashing through the snow.
What's the song name?
Like,
what's the name of the song? I know that those are the words, but what's the name of the song? No, it's... It passes to Otis.
Pass. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells is right. 5 points.
10 points.
Five. It passed question.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. 5 points. All right. Next one.
Baba Black Sheep.
Nope. Question passes to Tanvi.
I'm a little teapot.
That's right. 5 points. Very good. Next one. Passes to Janaz.
Yeah.
Okay, stop, Michael.
Pass.
Old MacDonald Farm.
Old MacDonald
Farm. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I missed that.
I'm surprised at how difficult the kids are finding this round. Okay, next one. Yes.
Twinkle.
She got it first. 10 points to Janaz. I know, that was easy, huh? Was that the last one?
No, we have two more.
two more. So last one now coming up. Mm-hmm. This is the last one for the kids, right? And the next one would be for our contestants and the listening at home. Yeah, let's do it. Minus five. You can pass again. Go on.
Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle. 5 points to Ojas. Very good. And that was 5 points to him? Okay. Yeah, he got it right. All right. So that was the last song, right, in this category? Boy, I think you guys knew all the tunes, didn't know most of the names.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but they're popular songs. Everybody knows them, right?
I know, but it's hard to remember the names sometimes.
I know, but that was a fun round. Okay, so now time for our listener question before we start play the tune. Here is our phone number to call in if you're just tuning in. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Okay, let's listen to this song. Miss Anu knows all the songs. Not for the kids in the studio. So shush. So in this case, I have a feeling that the parents are not going to be of any help. The kids have to figure it out themselves, which is why we see just no phones lit up yet. Oh, we have one. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is Old California.
Oh, California? Okay, thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Gia, and I think the song is, most of the time I don't cry for me because they come from Alabama with a banjo.
What's your name?
They come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
I think I should make her sing it. What's your name again?
Ria.
Thank you, Ria. Ria says, oh, Susanna. We had Oh, California and Oh, Susanna. Let's see. Hi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Is that Shreya?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Istuti, and the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Istuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mihir. The answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Mihir. Hi, you're on the air.
So my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Gaurav. And last call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Oh, Susanna.
Thank you, Madhav. Madhav was the last caller for our question number two, listener question number two. This time the winners are going to be picked by Ojas. The winner is going to be picked by Ojas. And before we go on break, this is our time for our musical showcase. So as I mentioned, last week we had a very polished performance by a high schooler of a Bollywood song. And this week it's the other end of the spectrum. This is a beginner playing a very simple violin piece, and it's a much younger person. Her name is Veda. She's been a contestant on our show before, and we're really glad to have her piece played today. And a big congratulations for her for taking on such a difficult instrument, because it's a violin piece. And as somebody who's also a student of the violin, I happen to know this is a very, very difficult instrument to play. So, Michael, can we have Veda's beautiful little piece? Thank you. Alright, let's give Veda a big round of applause. So good to start a new musical instrument. And as you can see, parents, this was a very simple piece, probably recorded at home, and we were very happy to play it. So if you have a child who's also learning a musical instrument and would like to share something with us, that's great. It doesn't have to be a polished, seasoned, perfect performance piece. It can be something that they're just learning and beginning to do. So if you have a piece like that, please do share it with us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Also, some of you are playing big instruments, or some of you are playing portable instruments and maybe don't have the recording facilities. So please come to our studio and we'll let you play live between 11 and 12. We'll be happy to have you play live. You know, we can actually work around your timings. But it has to be, of course, between 11 and 12 on Saturdays. But we'd love to have you in your studio playing live music for us. So that'll be great. Okay, so now off to our break. And when we come back, we'll hear all the scores and all the winners. Jeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, you've missed two categories. But we're ready for our third one. But before we go on to our quiz show in the studio, let's see who the winner of our second listener question was. The question, it was an audio round and we played a little tune. And the answer was indeed, Oh Susanna. And from all the correct answers, Ojas has picked the winner. Ojas, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of your second listener question is Ria.
Ria, all right. So Ria, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And I hope to see you in the studio someday as well. So safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the date of today's show, the question and the answer, and a contact number where we can reach you. And thank you, Ojas, for doing that. And let's see what the kids in the studio have in terms of points. Jinaz, how many points do you have?
Only 15.
15, it's way better than minus 5. So that was a good round for you. All right. And what about you, Ojas?
55.
55. And what about you, Tanvi?
35.
35. It's still neck and neck. It could be anybody's game at this point as we go on to our last category for today, which is words ending with the letters F-U-L. Full, yes, full. And you know what? Sometimes there may be more than one correct answer. So it's going to be judge's judgment, okay? It's going to be my judgment on whether that's I'll accept it or not. But I want you to be creative. It's okay. Ready? Let's do a buzzer check. Jinaz? Ojas? Tanvi? All right. First question in our last category of the day, words ending with F-U-L. When someone does you a favor, you feel this way toward them.
Thankful.
Okay, that was Jinaz, and that is fine. Thankful is perfect. Okay, question number two. Another word for happy.
Cheerful.
That was Jinaz.
Cheerful.
Cheerful is fine. Okay, hang on. All right. When something really, really bad happens, it is?
Dreadful.
Dreadful. Very good. 10 points to Ojas. Question number four. When you do a dangerous job, you have to be?
Careful.
Careful. Very good, Tanvi. Question number six. Our president can send armies to fight other countries, so he is very?
Protect.
There is no word like that. He's very? Question passes to Jinaz. Oh, wait. It'll come to you if she doesn't know it.
Pass.
Powerful.
Powerful. 5 points. Very good. Question number seven. This is going zippity-zip. For a handyman, a toolbox is very?
Helpful.
I'll give it. Yeah, that's fine. I would have taken useful as well. Okay, question number eight. When you tell your friend about the homework due tomorrow or give him your notes, you are being?
Helpful.
Helpful again. That's right. 10 more points to Tanvi. And last two questions. Everybody be buzzer friendly. Getting a bee sting is very?
Hurtful.
Actually, I won't take that because hurtful is not meant for that particular usage. Question passes to Ojas.
Painful.
Painful. That's right. Hurtful is emotion. Painful is actual. That's the difference. Okay. Last question. Do we have a tie? Oh my God, I'm nervous now. If you don't like war, you are a dash person. If you don't like war, you are a dash person. You want everything to be? Go ahead, Tanvi.
Pass.
Okay, question passes to Jinaz. Minus five, yeah. If you don't like war, you are a dash person.
Pass.
It's just bubbling out of Ojas.
Peaceful.
Peaceful person. Very good, Ojas. And you get that last question, 5 points. And now it's time for our listener question. This is going to be very exciting, listeners. And nobody count your points yet, kids, because I want this suspense to remain, because even I don't know who won. Okay, here's the listener question. 510-770-1550 is the number to call in. 510-770-1550. If you feel uncertain about something, you are. If you feel uncertain about something, you are. Michael knows the answer. Sorry, Michael. No ice cream for you. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Mihir. The answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Mihir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Astuti Galala, and the answer is doubtful, and my sister also wants to talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
My name's Anna.
Yes, Anna. And what's your answer?
And the answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Koina.
Hello, my name is Neha, and I think that the answer is doubtful.
Ooh, everybody was jumping on this answer. Thank you, Neha. And last caller for today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aryan, and my answer is doubtful.
Thank you, Aryan. Aryan was the last caller. I do see that there were other people on the line, and I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to call in. You know what you need to do then? Participate in the show. That way, you are guaranteed of a prize. So if you haven't already thought about it, please do think about it and write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And if coming to the show is not possible and you'd just like to keep listening, well, we're going to have a show next week. So there's your opportunity right there. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll see who won today's show in the studio and who was the winner of our third listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
As you can see from the volume difference in the beginning of the show, at the end of the show, the kids had a lot of fun. But now it's time to call, to come to an end to the show and to bring an end to the show, and time to look at who won our last listener question. It was in the category words ending with F-U-L. When you're feeling uncertain about something, you are doubtful. Indeed, everyone got it right. And from all the correct answers, Janaz has picked the winner now. Who has won, Janaz?
The winner of the third listener question is Pooja.
Pooja!
Pooja!
Lucky girl and a good contestant. And you're going to get into so much trouble with Michael over that, Tanvi. All right, let's put it back. Thank you. All right, let's see what the scores in the studio are. Janaz?
30.
What about you, Ojas?
80.
And Tanvi?
55.
Ojas is our winner today. Congratulations, Ojas. Well done. Tanvi, I think, gave him stiff competition. And maybe we'll see you guys back in the studio one day to for a rematch, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You owe me a rematch.
There you go. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. And this is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Okay, see you.